Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Hit me now. Hit me now. Hit me now. Ha! Hit me now. Hi, Penelope Noir.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
Like me, you fell asleep?
Still feel like I'm asleep.
I know. I'm watching the lawn bowls, were you? Go for the ladies' lawn bowls!
Is that a Commonwealth sport?
Yeah, we just won a gold medal.
Did we?
Yeah.
And lawn bowls?
And ladies' lawn bowls.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. Three cheers for us.
Yay! Hooray!
Good on you, sports people.
Have fun.
As long, you know what I care? I just hope they're all having fun. Weightlifters didn't look like they were having fun on the weekend. They looked like a terrible time. I tell you what, talk about International Papa Gusset Week.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, Woo! They always do look like they're going to explode.
No lift. You know, it's just like... I found myself just idly just with the something really boring that was on.
What do you think the most boring sport is on... And like to compete with
weightlifting's kind of boring to watch.
What is
weightlifting? It's pretty boring. I enjoyed watching the hockey. You know, we've got a sassy bunch of hockey players. They're furious though on that field. Furious, yeah. Smashing that. I love most play hockey.
See, these ones. Oh yeah, played the hockey too.
Yeah, I had it. Now right, let's talk about fashion though. But in regards to sport, perhaps.
Yes. So I thought I was wondering how each country got its national colours and didn't kind of quite realise that it was from flags. I didn't go down the commonsensical kind of way. I was like...
You thought they just like had a designer.
I was like thinking, oh, well, they all got together and maybe they put like all the colours in like to a bowl, like, you know, pulling a name out of the hat. And like no one got leopard print.
As our fashion reporter, you didn't once think perhaps maybe it had something to do with flags.
No.
Well, interesting you should say that because let's take a look at say at Australia. I mean Australia's flag, red, white, and blue.
Yes.
But their colours. Snotty old green and yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow and, like yellow sandpaper.
Yeah, and like New Zealand, not like but. New Zealand early on,
yep,
like 1884. Why am I saying like all the time? Sorry, 1884 were wearing blue with a gold fern leaf,
right? Gold fern leaf,
yeah.
Yes, I see. All right, so that's but now we don't really represent our do it. No, we're black, we're really black, aren't we? Now, black
yep,
and silver,
we're really
sort of
black.
Thing. Flash, look at flash.
So I was like, oh, well, how did this come to be? Because
if
know,
I was out in space, we'd be villains,
yeah.
We? Villains only wear black in space movies, isn't that?
Yeah.
Space movies.
The Darth Vader of the sports world.
Well, yeah, it's yeah. Yes, that's why I always wear black penny, because I like to think I'm the Darth Vader of Brick of Thread. Yeah.
But, I mean, don't they say that New Zealanders on the whole wear black anyway?
Yeah, don't they need to say it, just need to watch.
Yeah.
Especially as we come into the beautiful winter season in New Zealand where all colour just drains away from everyone.
But they should just be like me and just wear black all year round.
This is the same, this is what I think.
I got some colour on me today though.
Yeah, I don't, but yep. I know what you're saying.
You've got some beige on.
I've got pale shorts, yeah.
Pale shorts. You're still in shorts.
Yeah.
So originally where the black came from was this guy called Leonard Cuff. He was the founding secretary of the New Zealand Amateur.
Leniff.
Oh, sorry, Leonard Cuff.
Leonard, I was going to say. Leniff. Imagine
sorry,
if you,
I'm
Mr.
Drinking
Mrs.
My
Cuff,
coffee.
Mr. and Mrs. Cuff called their son Leniff. Good one, thanks.
But Cuff as well.
Yeah.
It's a great surname. So he was the founding secretary of the Amateur Athletic Association, and he created like.
Of New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first kind of national sports championships in 1887, and they held them in Napier. And when if someone dipped under 27 seconds in the 250-yard run, they won a massive big silver trophy, but they also won a black cap. And kind of like, you know, the thing that they got to keep.
Right. And so did it all grow from there, the All Blacks and everything grow from there?
Yeah, so... No one won it that year, but apparently the following year in 1888 was the first year that they handed them out, that people won it.
I can't imagine it would have been a rare thing, though, in those days, a black cap.
Apparently black was kind of like one of the easiest colours to get.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So just like a cap.
Yeah.
So it's like a black baseball cap. You want a black baseball cap? Yeah, wow!
Well, they would have been those like little woolen ones.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
the little button on the top. Yeah. And the National Rugby in 1888 also decided to switch to black with a silver fern. Because
beautiful. That's a big, good call. Good call, the silver fern.
And then because all the other countries, like England was wearing white, Scotland was wearing blue, Ireland was wearing green, and Wales was wearing scarlet. And a lot of people kind of have been asked about it, and they've said that they don't think there was any kind of national significance other than the fact that the silver fern stood out a lot better on the black, and that black was an easier fabric to get.
Wow.
Because remember we'd spoken earlier about rugby jerseys and how they were made of wool, and then we got into the jumper and sweater kind
of
thing.
Yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess black wool was probably the easiest thing to get.
So our colonial sort of backwardness ends up leading the way in the end when it comes to our flash new Lycra mix uniforms that we wear now.
Yeah, and I guess I was also kind of ran into this thing with this guy, ESPN reporter, complained about the New Zealand Winter Olympic attire at the opening ceremony, going, oh, you know, that they wore all black and they didn't kind of put any effort into their national uniform, even though
stick it up your ass,
he obviously
ESPN.
Didn't know that that was our national colour for our national
and
sport.
Just because you're jealous, because where was he from? Oh, boy, howdy, United States.
Yeah.
What sort of flashy old Dallas Cowboys carry on were they wearing?
Probably had cowboy boots and a big hat.
They're big signs saying, hey, remember slavery? Hey, but the what I'm interested in is that and there's new shoes too. There were some new shoes. I know that our cyclists who won a bronze medal yesterday had some shoes that they've been designing with the same people who had something to do with designing the America's Cup yacht.
Really?
Yeah, that's out of it, hey?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so cyclists, our triathletes.
Yeah.
And so that they didn't have to change their shoe. See, I did watch some of it, eh? Changed the shoe from the cycling to the running bit, which normally you have to do, but they managed to make a combo shoe.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, one could do two on the combo shoe.
I wondered, did they like, because when you ride a bike like that, you kind of have to go, you have to hook into the...
Obviously,
pedals,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did they have
I don't know.
Maybe they were
very
like retractable.
Very secret.
Things like those kids with wheels.
Yeah, like wheelies.
Yeah, is that what they're called?
No, Heelys. They're called. It could be that. Yeah. So, I mean, what's your favourite international sports colours?
Well, I guess I'm always going to go with the black, but I actually do like there's the pale blue and white striped vertical one. I think it might be. I don't know.
I think Jamaica does a green and gold. It's far better than an Australian green and yellow.
Yeah, they're kind of like that yellow is kind of, I don't know. Maybe
it's been tainted now, hasn't it?
Maybe they should have gone with a lemon. But yeah, the blue and white, it's like light blue and white, and it's striped, vertical stripes. But I can't remember what country that is.
Oh, fair enough. You got it watching sport on light. How are you supposed to remember it?
But like, you know, I was thinking earlier, what if you could like re-choose them and you could go, oh yeah, I want to go for like olive or pale pink.
Olive, say the colour of the koru.
Yeah, sure.
New Zealand teal. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
Well, that was one of our earlier colours, was the
Wasn't
teal.
That the one when John Key did the parading down the catwalk? Didn't that have a bit of teal on it?
Oh, remember
John Key?
Yeah, let's not remember him.
Oh, we need to remember every single thing that he did and said. That's what we need to do. Accountability, my friend.
Yes. Did he get Obama drunk?
What?
Is that what I just read before? That Obama was like hungover after his golf game here.
Do you reckon Mickey Flinders drank? Oh, look, I couldn't say that. Goodness gracious me. What I can say, though, ladies and gentlemen, is I've got a double pass to Marlon Williams to give away. So for the 26th of May at the Town Hall, just keep listening for that because that'll happen at some stage. Argentina, some said that, the blue and white stripes.
Right,
there
we go. Yeah.
What was someone asked, what was Australia's colour in the 1800s?
Oh, I don't know.
Black and white stripes.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.